Senate Republicans unveil their proposed state budget. Indiana's version of the Don't Say Gay bill clears the Senate after significant changes. And the first welfare expansion in 3 decades heads to the governor's desk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
The Senate GOP budget diverges sharply from the House version over school vouchers. House Republicans want to dramatically expand the program. The Senate proposes maintaining the status quo. There's still also an open question of how the new budget will fund public and mental health care, whether through standard general fund dollars, a cigarette tax increase or cell phone fee, or some combination thereof. Changes to the Don't Say Gay bill mean a school must notify a parent but not seek consent when a child requests a change to their name or pronouns. The Senate also removed language that allowed teachers to use their religion as reason to refuse to call a student their preferred name or pronouns. And for the first time in decades, the state is set to increase the income limits for people to access the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, program. Legislation awaiting the governor's signature also raises the program's monthly cash payments. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.